North Carolina's Environment Agency has issued the largest fine in its history against Duke Energy. The agency has fined Duke $25 million for pollution from coal ash at its Sutton Lake coal plant near Wilmington. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me now to discuss. Ben, it's a lot of money. How significant is this fine?
Yeah, well, as you said, it's the largest the agency's ever given out by actually a factor of about five. The old record was $5.6 million back in 1986. So they're charging Duke $25 million for allowing water containing arsenic and other pollutants associated with coal ash to seep from storage ponds and into nearby groundwater, things like arsenic and selenium, starting as early as 2009 and ending last year.
Well, is this fine a surprise?
Actually, no, it's not, because after the Dan River spill last year,
Tens of thousands of tons of coal ash spilled into the river in an accident that February.
Yeah, so after that spill, the state gave Duke notices of violation, basically tickets for coal ash pollution, among other things. And fines can follow, and this is the first one to come down. So Duke could face more, including for Dan River, as well as Clean Water Act violations.
But the company has reached a court settlement with federal prosecutors.
Yeah, so for $100 million, no less. And that was over criminal charges related to coal ash pollution around the state, criminal neglect and such. But, you know, I think you have to go back even further. Before the Dan River spill, there were already lawsuits against Duke for coal ash pollution. Environmental groups tried to sue in 2013, and then the state intervened with its own lawsuits. And then, and I think this is maybe the most significant thing in this entire discussion, very quickly, within a matter of months, the state offered a blank settlement for less than $100,000.
So from $100,000 to $25 million at just one coal plant is a huge jump. What do you think happened?
Well, the Dan River spill happened, and the state scrapped the settlement, and we've seen scrutiny of coal ash intensify since then. And we now have a sweeping state law that requires Duke over the next 15 years to stop storing all of its ash in this way. And we've seen regulators begin taking harsher action, and this one is the largest one so far.
WFAE's Ben Bradford, thank you.
Thank you.